obviously we're not really at liberty to speak about it, but needless to say, we're treating the threats very seriously. We've been formally notified, the people in question have been formally notified by An Garda Síochána that their safety is at risk from organised criminals.
I mean, and looking back to Veronica Guerin, we know these aren't empty threats very often.
Yes, I mean, INM itself has lost two journalists in the last 20 years, as you mentioned, Veronica Guerin, and then there was Martin O'Hagan in Northern Ireland. So we're well aware as a group of the danger that's posed to journalists.
These criminal gangs, they don't like journalists poking in, do they? That shows, in a way, how effective the journalistic system is, doesn't it, in many respects, that these threats are born out of fear of what they might reveal, I presume.
Exactly. Well, I mean, as journalists, obviously, our duty is to report the facts and to expose stuff, and if... sometimes that makes life uncomfortable for criminal elements. And in this instance, obviously, as was said, there's a risk from organised criminals in relation to reporting of incidents.
Journalists, of course, like sort of freedom of movement and very much operate as a one-man band or a one-woman band for that matter. So when it comes to protecting them and dealing with threats, I mean... what practically can, say, the guards do, for instance, do you think?
Well, the guards are treating this very seriously and they've put measures in place, obviously. Again, I wouldn't be willing to speak about that, but both An Garda Síochána and Independent News and Media are treating the threats very seriously and measures are being put in place. We're very conscious of the safety of all our staff.
And you'd be talking, of course, to your journalists and discussing this matter with them. I mean, I'm sure it's a very hot topic in Dublin as we speak.
Yes, obviously lines of communication are there and on an ongoing basis with all our journalists and with the journalists in question here.